Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Yeah, man. We're blessed and highly favored. No matter what our neighbors say, right? Now, to be blessed and highly favored, you know, it does take cooperation. Amen. First thing you got to do is confess it. The second thing you need to do is believe it. Because when you believe it, then you execute it. But you can't be blessed and highly favored if you're not in God's will. Amen? If you ain't in God's will, you ain't highly favored. You're highly deceived. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sure you brought your Bibles because this is teaching. How many of y'all know we're being trained to reign? Amen. See, because if you don't bring your Bible, it means you're not in your Bible. Amen? Does everybody get that? And the Word of God is vitally important. The Word of God. The Word of God. Jesus spoke His Word and created all things. See, and you and I are here because of the Word of God. Amen. You know how many believers are there that don't believe God's Word? They believe that they're saved, but they don't believe in God's Word. They think they can go to heaven and do whatever they want to do. But see, they don't have any guideline because God's Word is the guideline. It's the fences that protect us. Does everybody understand that? It's the things that protect us from being deceived and walking away and out of God's path. The Word says something very specific. It says, the path of the wicked is wide, broad, easy. And many go into it. But the path of the righteous is narrow and difficult. So in other words, you are going to have resistance to do the will of God from the enemy. You are going to have resistance to prevent you from fulfilling the will of God, because everyone was sent into this world to fulfill a mission. You are going to have resistance to make it home. And the enemy is going to resist you in multiple things. One of the things he's going to resist you in is with religion. That's one of the major weapons. Jesus had the hardest time with the Pharisees and Sadducees. He had the hardest time with. They were always trying to challenge the Word of God when He was the Word of God. They didn't even get it. See, so that religious spirits always challenge God's freedom. Does everybody get that? Jesus came to set the captives free, not to bring them in bondage. In fact, the word religion means bondage. That's pretty wild, isn't it? Jesus is not religious. It says He is the Lord of hosts. That means He is the Lord of the armies. So we're a part of the eternal army here on earth. That's why He said, I didn't come to bring you peace, I came to bring you a sword. And that sword is not to cut down your bushes. That sword is to cut off the serpent's head. Hello. And to cut us loose from the bondages of this world. But so many people don't use it. Every day they call out to God, and God keeps sending them into a place to learn, but they refuse to learn. Listen, you can't live according to your will. You will die. When you live according to His will, you will live. Because that's the only path. It is called the path of life, the will of God. And there's something important. God's will is God's time. And God's time is God's will. Listen, in the kingdom of God, you can't cut across the front lawn to get to the front door. You must go up the path. There's no other way. Amen? No other way. And Jesus right now is in the area, and I truly believe that there's challenges that are being released. And these how many of y'all know the enemy challenges you? How many of y'all know that God watches the challenge? Amen. The Word says that the devil tempts us, not God. So our temptations, our trials, our tribulations, all the things that we're going through are challenges to see where we are at. See, God knows where we're at, but He wants us to know where we're at. Does everybody get that? See, so many times we don't even know where we're at. The Word says that the heart is the most deceitful thing. So God exposes the heart. He exposes the heart by trials, tribulations, challenges, and temptations. See, the Word says very powerful. What comes out of a mouth of a person is what's in the heart. Amen? Would you turn to Mark 16? Oh, hallelujah. Mark 16. In verse 9. It says, now when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. So I want you to know that Mary was the first one to preach resurrection. So we don't fall in a religion that women can't preach. Hello. That's that religious garbage out there. In fact, Jesus cast out 7 demons from her and set her free. And she's the one that followed. She was waiting for him. And it says, when he rose early in the morning, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had what? Cast 7 demons. Hello! That's what freed her. Why? Because demons is what brings bondage. There is a demon of religion. There is a demon of fear. There is a demon of doubt. There is a demon of unbelief. There is a demon of rebellion. There is a demon of witchcraft. There is. Does everybody understand it? Every demon has its specific function, and you'll know them by their fruit. You and I don't fight one another. Now, when a person thinks he's fighting another person, that means he's got a demon. Hello? Verse 10. It says, she went out and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. Again, she was the first one to preach resurrection. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. I don't know, maybe because she was a woman. Maybe they wanted more proof. They didn't believe. After that, he appeared in another form to 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. He appeared in another form. Let me tell you, you have no many times the Lord has visited you already. And I believe he visits everyone. Every single person he visits. The thing is you didn't know it was him. And verse 13, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And eventually, Jesus had to appear to the 11, and what did he do? And he what? He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had been seen, who had seen him after he had risen. In other words, they didn't believe the testimony of the other individuals. He rebuked their unbelief and hardening of their heart. And he said to them, go, where? Into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, the word believe means to follow. So if you're not a follower, you're really not a believer. So everybody got it. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. So you got to ask yourself whether you're truly a follower or not. So when that day comes, your name will either stay in the book of life or will be blotted out. But I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. No, just because you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior doesn't mean you're going to make it all the way home unless you what? Follow. Does everybody understand that? Now, if you're on your deathbed, praise God. But so many people accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and they go back to serving the devil. Amen? And they think it's okay. Well, that ain't right. It's not right. It's not scriptural. That's not what Jesus' doctrine says. Remember when many came, what did he tell the woman that they brought before him? He said what? Go and sin no more. Or what? Something worse will happen. Amen? What about the ones that said, Lord, Lord, hallelujah, take me home? He said, no way. You practice lawlessness. And they thought they were doing good things. They cast out devils. They laid hands on the sick. They did all kinds of things. But he said, you practice lawlessness. Why? They weren't following the Lord's will. So everybody got it. They weren't in relationship. How many of you know the Lord wants relationship more than anything? Amen. Let me tell you, if you know him, you will resist the devil. If you have fellowship with him, you won't want to do evil. There's not even a decision to do evil. That is gone from you. Does everybody get it? In other words, you come to a final decision that the Lord is your God, your King, your hope, your strength, your provider, your healer, your deliverer, and your protector. And he's your only way home. He is your life, and nothing else is your life. Then even there is not a consideration to do evil then. Does everybody get that? Because if there still is, then he's not, there's not relationship. And that's what he desires most, is relationship. That's why he came. Amen? He came to bring relationship. Now, are you ready for this? In verse 17, what does it say? And these signs will follow those who what? Who follow. He says, in my name. In whose name? In the name of Jesus, they will what? They will cast out demons. It's amazing in how that's the first thing, isn't it? Does everybody get this? It's the first thing. Why? Because demons are our problem. That's the problem. They are disembodied spirits looking for a body. And this has got to be emphasized. You are not fighting flesh and blood. Now, I certainly don't want to associate with people that want to keep demons. Hello? You want to keep your demons? Stay away from me. Hello? Does everybody get that? Do you know that serpents bite? We have a powerful teaching about the serpents. And I seen them. I was in a hotel room praying for a woman to get healed. And another person came in and kept touching this person that was in the hospital bed. And every time that person touched her, the woman would go, oh! And I wanted to move her away. Man, get your hands off this woman. I'm praying for her. And the Lord said to me, fold your arms and step back. So I folded my arms and I stepped back at the end of the bed. He said, now watch. And he opened my eyes into the spirit. And that woman became a cup of serpents. He said, my children are the cup filled with the Holy Spirit. She is a cup of demons. And then he said, she's a witch. And every time she would go touch that woman, I saw a serpent bite that woman. And she would go, oh, and she would groan. And the woman that was her friend kept going, what's the matter? What's the matter? And every time she touched her, she got bit. Listen, this is all scriptural. You can look it up in the Bible. When the Lord got angry, the Israelites, what did he do? He manifested serpents that what? Bit them. Thousands died that day. And he told Moses to make a golden mold, a mold that had a serpent with a stake through it. And he said anyone who looks onto that would be healed. Why? Because it would be a representation of Jesus coming and taking the sins of mankind and actually becoming the serpent on the cross and dying for all mankind. That's the only way he can get into hell, because he had to become sin. Because no sin goes to hell. Is everybody okay? Does everybody get this? We got to stop this foolishness thinking it's somebody else. It's the demons in that person. It's the demons influencing these people. And a person that doesn't get this always stays deceived. They'll stay in bondage. Is everybody hot in here? Good. Sheesh kebaba. It's cooking up here. Hallelujah. All right. In my name they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. In case you don't know it, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they will take up serpents. Hello. And they're not going to dance with them. That's some goofy religion. They dance with serpents, and they drink poison, cyanide and stuff like that, and think they're going to live. I saw a news clip on all of this stuff, a bunch of religious garbage. These people are, oh, the Lord will protect me. Really? 2 years later, the kids are standing there. Where's your mom? She's dead. Where's your dad? He got bit too. They're dead. Listen, the devil will outwit anyone that's not filled with the Spirit of God. One of the things that Jesus said is, don't tempt him. We're not to tempt the Lord. Does everybody get it? And they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them. It doesn't mean you're going to siphon your neighbor's car and drink the gas. You will die. Of course, it says at the end, okay, if you eat something dumb and you drink something dumb, here's the cure. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will what? Recover, praise God. So make sure you're not alone. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus sent them out two by two. And he called one wise and one stupid. Remember that, right? Hallelujah. In this whole arena, he said, in my name. Not in our names. You realize something very important. When you show up to a place, the demons aren't saying, oh, here comes Joe, Mary, Mike. They say, here comes Jesus. Because we can't do nothing in our name. Or anybody else's name. Here comes Jesus. But let me tell you, if you ain't right with God, Jesus ain't coming. Then you're coming in your own name. Amen? Let's go to John chapter 1. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the what? The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. He was in the beginning with God. All things were what? Made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In other words, everything is made by God's spoken Word. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Why? Because God spoke men into existence. And a light shines in the darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. So if you're wondering why your neighbor does not understand what's going on in the world, it's because they're in darkness. It's unfortunately half of the believers, supposedly, don't understand what's going on in the world, or they wouldn't have voted for Obama. They thought they were going to get an entitlement. And it says, and the light shines in the darkness, but darkness does not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe or might follow. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. The one who created all things, the Word, because in the heavenlies it's the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. The Word that was spoken created all things, everything. God created, the Word of creation. It says he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. The one that created him, they rejected. Can you imagine running into one that made you? I mean, just think about that. Think about how many times we have run into one that made us, and we rejected him. In verse 12, but as many as what? Received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe where? In his name. There's something that happens when you begin to follow the Lord. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the what? Will of God. Who believed in his name. And the Word became what? Flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth, which is God's plan. So the Word became flesh. But there's something else. So if the Word became flesh, the Father became flesh. Because there's the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Is everybody with me? But there's something that sealed the Father, the Word, and the Spirit in one. It was a body granted, but it was sealed by a name. Does everybody get this? It was sealed by the name. In other words, God not only manifested his Word, but he took his Word to create a name. So what did he do? He manifested his Word to create a name. So here his Word came, he was the Father, and he created a name that he would be sealed with. In John 17, I want you to know that the name of Jesus is the only name that seals. Everyone's sealed name. Everyone's got a sealed name. And that seal will stay there as long as you're doing the right things. Amen? In John 17 and verse 6. Let's go somewhere else here. Actually, I like verse 1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said what? Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may what? Glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you. That they may know who? You, the Father. And the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Isn't that a wonderful saying? Isn't it going to be great today, Lord, I finished what you've given me to do. Take me home. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Now look at this. Are you ready? Verse 6. Hold on to your seats. I have manifested your name. What's the name? Jesus. Why? Because when the Word became flesh, God manifested his name. So he took all the names of Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissa, all the names that were represented in healings, deliverance, prosperity, and put it into one. So he manifested a seal that said, this is me and these are mine. I have manifested your name to men, to the men whom you've given me out of the world. How many of y'all know you've been pulled out of the world? You've been unplugged from the world. The problem is too many people are still holding on to the entanglements of the world, and they can only go so far. That's what put limitations on people's lives. There's too many people that are really not sold out yet. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. So Jesus manifested the name. When the word was manifested, the name was manifested. It is called a sealed name. In John 14. So we need to live up to that name, don't we? That's what separates us from the world, living up to the name. John 14. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody there? In verse 6. And Jesus said to them, what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, hello, no one comes to the Father except for through me. Why? He is the Father. So no one comes to the Father except for through the Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. You know, people have a hard time with this because they can't understand that God can be everywhere at the same time. Jesus can be in every bedroom at the same time. People say, I saw Jesus last night. Hey, how could he be there? I saw him too. Because he's called God. He said, if you had known me, you would also have known my Father also. And from now on, you what? Is anybody there? Now you what? Know him and have what? And have seen him. You have known him and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, I don't get it. Show us the Father, and it's sufficient. Just where is he? He's looking behind Jesus. Is he behind you? Is he coming? Where is he? And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you've not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Ooh. So Jesus was explaining, I am the way, truth, and life. No one, I am the Father. I am the Word that was manifested, and I am the name that seals mine and those who know me. So the Father manifested his name by the Word and with the Word and in the Word. Has everybody got that? John 12. Hallelujah. And verse 27. Jesus said, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. What did he say? Father, glorify your name. Glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel had spoken to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be what? Cast out. Why? He'll be cast out by the price Jesus paid, and those who receive Jesus will be sealed by his name. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. And the people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? And Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. How many of y'all know that darkness can still overtake you, even though you are the light? He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. They lose their path, don't they? While you have the light, believe in the light, which means follow the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. He came to glorify his name. Again, Jesus came to manifest the name of God and glorify that name. He came to seal those with his name who would follow him. So people don't see me and you, they see Jesus. If we're walking according to the ways of Jesus. But if we're still walking according to the ways of the old, they don't see Jesus. Amen? And Psalm 148. He came from heaven to earth to show the way and seal with his name. Hallelujah. Psalm 148. Let's start at verse 1. What does it say? Let's speak it together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the what? The name of the Lord. For his name alone is what? Exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. So we are to praise his name. We do that with singing, don't we? Amen? So we are exalting him. As you praise his name, he comes closer. See, that's why the enemy doesn't want anyone to praise his name. Does everybody get that? Because if the devil can prevent you from praising the name of the Lord, it keeps the Lord's presence distance from you. And then darkness is overtaking us. Isaiah 45. Jesus came to seal. Does everybody got it? He is the only sealed name. Isaiah 45, verse 20. Let's speak it together, please. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. You who have what? Escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge. Who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time. Who has told it from that time. Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be what? Saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness. And shall not what? Return. That to me every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed, who are increased against him. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified, and shall what? Shall glory. Every knee will bow to the name above all names. Do you know that when you show up, every demon should be bowing to the name that you're sealed with? If you're walking in Christ's character. How many on all devils know what you think? Sure do. They know exactly what you think. They want to know whether you know who you are or not. And when in your thought patterns, in your mind, if you don't know who you are, they challenge you. Acts chapter 4. I just think it's marvelous in how the Lord came. You know that song that we sing in How Heaven's Heart Breaks? Man, see, all heaven knew what was going to happen. It says that a body was prepared for him. They knew. And he came to destroy the works of the enemy. He came to seal me and you with his name, that the powers of darkness would see Jesus. See, Jesus came as the example on earth, and then he left himself. Hello? Only God could send himself through his Spirit. It still blows me away that God Almighty sharing his Spirit with us. Come on. Snap. God Almighty sharing his Spirit with us. And because he's sharing his Spirit with us, he's making his word manifest in us. And he has sealed us with his name. Acts 4, verse 5. It says, and it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, and all, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means has he been made well? Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you healed and well. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the what? Chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because they were sealed with his name. Psalm 138. Start at verse 1. I will what? Praise you with my whole heart. Let me share with you. There's a difference in partial praise and praising him with your whole heart. In other words, you go after him with everything you have, and he gives you everything he has. You go after him with partial, you get partial. Why? Because whatever you sow, you what? Reap. How many of y'all want the fullness? Man, I want everything he has. Why? Because every drop of blood he paid for me, I don't want it to be wasted in vain. Amen? I will praise you with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise to you. I will what? Worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above your what? Name. Why? Because it is the word that created the name. Does everybody got that? It says that we will worship at your holy temple. Now let me explain something to you here. It's pretty amazing that the Muslims and Islamic arena and belief system believe that the dome, hello, the temple is a sacred place. Does everybody get it? But yet when they worship, they put their butt towards that temple. Think about it. How sacred can be worshiping when a person's butt is towards the temple? Does everybody understand that? They actually worship in opposite direction. So it's supposed to be a sacred place. But yet, when they bow down, they set their heads toward Mecca and their butts toward the mount. So it can't be too sacred. Does everybody get it? I just wanted to clarify that today. Because there's a fight over the mount. Does everybody get it? They're still fighting over it, yet they worship it with their butt, not their head. So next time you run into some Muslim or whatever, you can tell them, what do you mean you worship it with your butt? You're a butt worshiper. They do a lot of butt, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 3. And the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength. Where? In my soul. In my soul. But it started off with what? I will praise you with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my strength. I will go after you. And when you go after him with everything you got, he begins to release everything he has. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And his word is above his name because his word created his name. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody okay? The name of the teaching is called Sealed Name. You may run into some believers that only have J. Some have J-E, J-E-S, J-E-S-U. But we need the full name. Does everybody get it? 1 Timothy chapter 3. So when you run into a believer, you can look at, yo, man, you're missing an S. You ain't right. You must be touching something unclean. Man, somebody, man, you only got a J. Then when you see someone with J-E-S-U-S, you give them a high five. Yes. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. Glory. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Read it with me. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. Now look at the next verse. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Hello? That means they're going to start losing some letters. Hello? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. There's all kinds of doctrines out there. The one main doctrine is do what you feel like. Again, people who live by how they feel, they're most dangerous people. They're up and down. They don't know what the heck. They're always looking for a place to feel good, but they're still following sin. Amen? Psalm 107, I'm sorry. Psalm 107. So if God sent his word, he sent his name. Does everybody understand that? So every time when I see the word, it always reminds me of his name. And the word was manifest, and his name was manifest. And he sent his word, he sent his name. Why? Because nothing heals without his name. Nothing casts out a devil without his name. Nothing raises the dead without his name. There's no salvation without his name. It is the name above all names. Amen? In Psalm 107, glory to God, verse something. Verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were what? Afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Thank God he saves fools. And now look, are you ready for 20? And he sent his what? Word and what? Healed them. He sent his word. He sent his name and healed them. And delivered them from all their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of what? Thanksgiving. And declare his works with what? Rejoicing. He sent his word, his name, and healed our diseases. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. You know, we could go on and on and on about why Jesus came. But again, he came to not only manifest the Father, he didn't come to do his will. He came to do the will of the Father. Amen? He came to manifest the presence of God Almighty. Does everybody get this? He came to manifest the presence of God Almighty, to manifest his truth, to manifest his will, to manifest his person, and to manifest his name, that men may know their maker, and that they also may know their enemy. In verse 20, let's speak it. Bless the Lord, you his what? Angels who what? Excel in strength who what? Do his word. How many of y'all know the angels are waiting for you to speak the word of God in the name of Jesus to move? Heeding the voice of what? His word. In other words, is his word his name? Yes. And his name is his word. So, they're waiting to heed the voice of the name above all names, Jesus. That's why Jesus said, when you ask something, ask it in what? My name. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you ministers of His, who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, and all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. In John 15, glory, praise God. In John 15 and verse 5, what does it say? I am the vine and you are the what? Branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my what? My words and or my name abides in you. Hello? You will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be what? Done for you. And by this my Father is glorified. Why? The Father's name will be glorified, won't it? That you bear much fruit, so you will be my what? Disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Much fruit to glorify the name above all names, the Father called Jesus. In Revelation chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. In verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and what? Worship before your feet. Why? Because you are sealed with his name. And to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. So what's going to keep us protected is the seal of his name. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And he who overcomes, I'll make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the what? The name of my God. I will seal him with my name. And New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Revelation 7, he who overcomes, he who overcomes, he who overcomes, he who has an ear, let him hear. In Revelation 7, hallelujah. In verse 1, and after these things I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or in any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom he granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth and the sea or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Again, you and I are not accounted for the wrath of God. We are sealed. Now, there'll be another sealing of 144,000, but we don't have to be concerned about that. God always leaves his seal here on earth. Seal with his name. There's protection. And Revelation chapter 9, it talks about the same thing in verse 4. It says, and they were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. So those who do not have the seal of Jesus will become harmed. They will be tormented. Is everybody with me? Go to Ezekiel 9. Listen, God knows who are his. He knows those who are His, truly His. Many people will take the seal of the serpent. It's called the mark of the beast. Some will sell the seal of God for the seal of the serpent, just like Esau sold his birthright. That's why the word says many will fall from the faith in the latter days. Ezekiel chapter 9. Is everybody there? In verse 1, let's read it together. Then he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, "Let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand." And suddenly 6 men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his battle axe in his hand. One man among them was clothed with linen and had a writer's inkhorn at his side. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the Lord of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where it had been, to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen, who had the writer's inkhorn at his side. And the Lord said to them, "Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who what? Sigh, who intercede and cry over the abominations that are done within the city." These are the individuals that are seeing what's wrong and they are crying out to God for intervention, that are standing in the gap. In verse 5, "To the others he said in my hearing, 'Go after him through the city and kill. Do not let your eye spare nor have any pity. Utterly slay old and young, men, maidens, and little children and women. But do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my what? Sanctuary.'" People have no idea that judgment comes first in the house of God. "So they began with the elders who were before the temple. Then he said to them, 'Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go out.' And they went out and killed in the city. So it was that while they were killing them, I was left alone. And I fell on my face and cried out and said, 'O Lord God, will you destroy all the remnant of Israel in the pouring out of your fury on Jerusalem?' Then he said to me, 'The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of bloodshed, and the city full of perversity.'" Sounds like United States. "For they say the Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see." Sounds like United States. "And as for me also, my eye will neither spare, nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their deeds on their own head." Just then a man clothed with linen, who had the inkhorn at his side, reported back and said, "I have done as you commanded me." This is coming. This is coming. And those who are not sealed will be tormented. You know, God's desire that all men be saved and no one be perished. I want you to know that the rapture is the final sign for mankind to get things right. It's the final sign. It's not just the removal of the body of Christ and those who are sealed and right with God, but it's the final sign for mankind to get things right. And I want to close at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Jesus came to seal His and those who are willing to receive Him. It's the only sealed name that can rescue and protect. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. "This is a faithful saying." Is everybody there? Let's speak it. "For if we died with Him, we all shall live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. But be what? Diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babbling, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already passed, and they overthrow the faith of some." "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having what? Having what? This seal. The Lord knows those who are what? His." Why? He'll know them by the what? Seal. "And let everyone who names the name of Christ what? Depart from iniquity." Why? So you don't lose a letter. Amen. We want to maintain that seal. God knows who we are, who are His. And the demons know who we are too. The reason why demons can access individuals so easily is because individuals don't know who they are. People are easily deceived because they don't know who they are. Let's not defile the name above all names, where every knee shall bow and every tongue confess the name that you and I have been sealed with. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let your name be glorified in us and through us. Keep us cleansed, my Lord, that we search you with all of our heart. Keep our eyes open to what you want us to see, our ears open to hear what you want us to hear. And glorify your name, the name that's above all names, Jesus the Christ, in Jesus' name.